Joining us right now, we have Lieutenant Governor John Husted with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Hey, I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule. Where are you at today? You all over the place again?
Yeah, well, I was in Worcester and Medina yesterday. I'm in Dayton today, but we get around. I'm going to be down in Cincinnati visiting a career center later today. And I want to, you raise a point about these apprenticeships. I visited a company in Worcester yesterday called Scheffler, and they, for 75 years, they've made transmissions and types of transmissions parts, but they're now transitioning to the electric motors and the electric drivetrain. And this place is just, amazing in terms of the research and development. There's so many places around Ohio that just make amazing things that we all depend on in our daily lives. And they have an apprenticeship program there that is really fantastic. They try to get their students out of local career centers. But one of the things that I hear employers emphasizing literally every day to me is that they don't need four-year college degrees. They want to get you in the workforce early on. They want to get you there as a high school apprentice or intern or whatever it might be, to get you in there, show you what the company does, help you get those foundational skills, graduate on Saturday, go to work on Monday, and then they'll pay for your continuing education, which might be an associate's or bachelor's degree if that's the direction you want to go. But I talked to a young lady yesterday, Sarah. She started out as a pre-apprentice when she was in high school. She started earning and learning while she was in high school, went to work there upon graduation, and at 19 years old had already saved enough to put her first down payment on a house. And she, 4 years in, she's thriving, doing great, making things, designing manufacturing equipment and processes to build the things we all need. So this is happening in your backyard, your local career center, high school, your local business, and we just want people to know about it and get out there and take advantage of the options that are available.
Yeah, it's incredible to think about, Lieutenant Governor, because we always hear people trying to force the whole, you have to go to a four-year traditional college, accumulate $120,000 in student loan debt, but college isn't for everyone, right? We need people to work out there in trades, whether it's a mechanic, whether it's an electrician, whether it's any kind of trade. That's just as important as somebody going to school and getting that four-year degree to become a doctor, right?
It is, but I guess the finer point I want to make is that you can do both. Like, you can earn one of these credentials or apprenticeships, and they'll also pay, once you're in there and you're working, the company will pay for you to go to college if that's what you want to do, rather than you having to go into debt and try to do it and hope you have a job. It's just a different way to get to your end game, whatever that is. And by the way, around half of the students that go off to a four-year school don't graduate within 6 years. So, going away is not working out for a lot of people. But this is a safe way to do it because you earn and learn at the same time, and your employer will likely pay for your associate's or bachelor's degree if that's where you want to go. It's just a smarter way to do it. Here's why more employers are willing to do that. It's because of demographics. We're creating jobs in Ohio faster than we can find people to fill them. And the working age workforce between 25 and 60, that sector of the population is actually shrinking. So employers are, who used to say, hey, I need 2 years of experience or 5 years of experience or this degree, they're not saying that anymore because they need you. They need eager, enthusiastic, reliable people to show up, and then they'll train you how to do it and pay you along the way. That's the way this is going today.
Yeah, that's a smart way to look at it because there are a lot of people, they go to school. All right, they're in school for 4 years. Maybe after 2 years, they decide, man, school just isn't for me. And now they're stuck with paying student loans back that they never, ever even utilized because they never even got the degree. And you said that you're visiting some career centers. Career centers are very important, right? At the age of, 17, 18 years old when you're still in high school.
Yeah, career centers are awesome. They help you credentials. More and more businesses are saying, hey, we need credentials, whether that's in robotics, CNC machinery, nursing. You can earn your, you know, become an LPN while you're in high school, even cybersecurity and things like that. All of those credentials are available at your career center. Employers are working with these career centers to give you work-based learning opportunities. And then we'll offer you a job while you're in high school in many cases, or as soon as you graduate. And that's the way that more and more people are going, because they just see the economics of this whole college situation is not working out for them. And you also have affordable college options like Stark State locally. It's just working out, you know, wonderful to help you advance your skills in these areas. In many cases, you can take College Credit Plus, which would allow you to enroll at a program at Stark State while you're in high school and earn those credits ahead of time. So those are the ways, those are the pathways. Let me share some data with you that I think people will find astonishing. If you went to ohiomeansjobs.com right now, you'd see that there are 203,000 jobs posted there on one website. 122,000 of those jobs pay $50,000 a year or more. 3.5 jobs in Ohio open today, unfilled, for every one person on unemployment. And so that's when I say, when we're creating jobs faster than we can find people to fill them, that those are the facts that back it up. I encourage you to explore the resource that is ohiomeansjobs.com.
If you're just joining us right now, we have the Ohio Lieutenant Governor John Huston on the line with us. Lieutenant Governor, there's money to be made, right? When you're getting into these trades, when you're working in an apprentice, you know, you're learning and earning, like you said, but it's not like you're just only making, you know, $9, $10, $11 an hour. I mean, there's some good money to be made in these professions.
Oh my goodness. Double that in many cases, just starting out. And, most of these, I mean, the bottom line is that you should check out what Career Center offers to high school students or adult education and see the pathways that are available for you. And even if you're an adult out there listening, you may be at work right now. Understand, there's a program called TechCred, T-E-C-H-C-R-E-D, that we created, Governor DeWine and I created when we took office, that will pay for your continuing education to earn an industry credential. Some of these credentials you can earn in days or weeks, and the state will pay for them through your employer if you take advantage of them. Or if you're out of work right now, sitting out there saying, hey, I want to change careers, there's a partner program called IMAP, I-M-A-P, Individual Micro Credential Assistance Program, that we will pay for you to earn a credential so you can shift careers and maybe find something that you enjoy more and is more lucrative. So there are so many awesome pathways for you to go out there and take advantage of these wonderful opportunities.
No, I totally agree, Lieutenant Governor. There are wonderful opportunities. And here locally, we're blessed in Stark County. We have RG Drag right down the road, a great career technical center. But then, you know, Canton South High School, the Canton Local School District, them along with Sandy Valley, Perry Schools, and East Canton Schools, they're in a partnership where they all offer something there, whether it's cosmetology, whether it's automotive mechanic work, taking care of animals. If somebody wants to become a vet, there's so many programs that people can enroll in right now while they're in high school.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you mentioned the auto program, because auto dealers really need people to work on auto body, to work on the engines, and a lot of this stuff is and EVs, as we're training new people to deal with EVs, but they pay great. They can't find enough people. Those programs, you know, everybody is from my experience, almost everybody who enrolls and completes their certification is, you know, offered multiple jobs when they graduate. There's so many different pathways. And again, this is not a choice where you got to go, I'm going to go to the career tech way, I'm going to go to the college way. You go both. You can go career tech. You can earn college credits while you're in high school. You go right to work. Then the business will help you by paying for your continuous education, or you can use the other programs that we have in Ohio, like TechCred or IMAP. Don't let believe in yourself. You can do this. I've met so many students who said, wow, that technology sounds complicated. No, they learned to program robots in a very short period of time. Because it's like playing a video game. Can you play a video game? If you can play a video game, you can do all these other things, because that's literally kind of the format or foundation in which a lot of this stuff is built.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. There's simple things that people love to do, especially that younger generation, that they can make a career out of it because they have that creative mind. Maybe they're a risk taker, you know, whether it's automotive or it's climbing towers, whatever it is, I'm sure there's something out there for everyone, and you can get paid while you learn how to do it. Lieutenant Governor John Houston, we appreciate you coming on today, and we hope you have safe travels, and thanks for visiting the area.
Great to be with you. Thanks.